Asia Times Listening Service. Ministerial talks rupture. Both sides should be more flexible, patient. The virtual breakdown of inter-Korean ministerial talks Friday had been widely anticipated for various circumstances surrounding the peninsula. During the four-day conference, the two sides couldn't touch any other item on the agenda except for wrangling over the South's rice shipments to the North. It was the confirmation of the cold reality that there is a clear limit to the improvement of a bilateral relationship without corresponding progress in the multilateral issue of denuclearization. What's important is where to go from here. In strictly logical terms, Seoul might have caused the stalemate by not keeping its promise of rice aid made in the previous ministerial talks. The South attached a condition of the North's implementing the February 13th agreement at a vice ministerial economic meeting later, but it was a verbal accord with weaker effect than a written note. This should be a good lesson for South Korean officials who often tend to make hasty promises and later regret them. They need more prudence in dealing with their reclusive counterparts. On the other hand, North Korea might be right for formality's sake. This, however, hardly frees Pyongyang from the responsibility of the talks rupture. By adhering to only the rice aid issue throughout the whole conference period, the North showed it has no interest in other economic and humanitarian issues. The bigger problem for Pyongyang is its obstinacy would do little good for its most immediate goal of receiving food aid. It should have shown more flexibility for nothing less but its own sake. Seoul's unprecedented adherence to the reciprocal principle seems to have been influenced by the increasingly hardened stance of the United States. Reports say Washington is seeing the limits of its patience with North Korea's adamant refusal to take the initial steps of denuclearization because of its frozen funds in a Macau bank. Washington and Pyongyang have been staging a war of nerves over the so-called BDA, Banco Delta Asia issue, and Seoul, for its part, saw its limitations to proceeding further independently. Some people here call for pushing ahead with humanitarian projects regardless of the denuclearization issue. But this is unrealistic, if not irresponsible. Of course, the North's seeming obsession with the BDA issue is related to its desire to do business completely freely on the international stage, as well as a symbolic meaning of a full lifting of the U.S. financial sanctions. What these reconfirm is the cold reality that America holds the final key to all this. The United States ought to show more sincerity in solving the frozen fund issue. With or without regard to this, however, both Koreas need to be more patient and flexible in maintaining their cooperation. Pyongyang should try to understand the position of Seoul, which has finished all its preparations to send the rice aid if there is any positive sign from the North.